Generate is supporting my vision to improve the financial literacy of 100,000 Kiwis by sponsoring Keep the Change. Cheers, Generate. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. Getting in the KiwiSaver fund that suits you and your situation is key to making sure you're maximising your investment. Generate are an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of long-term performance, and they can help you do exactly this. Their advisors can meet with you to talk about all your options when it comes to KiwiSaver to help you decide what's best for you. Too many people never get KiwiSaver advice, but not you. Go to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to book a no-obligation chat with a Generate advisor. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
The money.
I'm a millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair.
Welcome in to the party. Money Mail 208, the million party. Not Jerome Rapardi, but what a footballer he was. Can score a try. Can set one up as well. But no, celebrating you, celebrating me, celebrating some news in the KTC community. A million downloads amassed across all of the Keep the Change podcasts. Now, there are over 500 podcasts. So look at that. You're probably averaging 2,000 downloads per episode. But a lot of people have only found their way here in the last year or so. They're not going to go back to episode number one, are they? But it's pretty cool with podcasts where people start binging because they might go and listen to 10 episodes, you know, back to back or over a weekend, for instance. And that really adds to those downloads, or someone might go right back to the start and go the whole way through. So there's 500 downloads for one person if you know they're going to do that. But it's a big asset once you start building that. And as I've gone through this story, I'm going to stop using the word journey. So I'm making a conscious effort to say story, partly inspired by the good man, Jahan Casanada, who talks about how Kiwis need to tell their story and get better at telling their story. And everything's a story. And I understand that. I get that. And so I want to swap out the word journey for story, because we're all of us, no matter what we're doing, we're constantly writing our story. We have a story. The story is evolving. And Keep the Change, for instance, is another story that I have in my life. And I'm writing that. And there's chapters, and I get to tell that as I go as well. So I try to share a lot of what's happening with Keep the Change with you. Some things I kind of can't because they might be sensitive and whatnot, but as time passes, then I can tell some of those stories and things like that as well. But the main thing we're here to celebrate today is the fact that we've cracked a million downloads. But a million downloads of a podcast don't happen without action starting. And this is where you'll see I tie this back to action leading to action and why we spoke about that recently. So if you haven't listened to that Money Mail, please go back and listen to that. I'll reference it later on. But I've stacked another milli, not dollars this time, because I have stacked $1 million worth of net worth. So I'm on paper a millionaire. When I started doing Money Mail, I wasn't. I said in there that I would be, and then I'm on the journey too, and I want to take you on that journey too. And as I said, when we went through that podcast, you know, I'm worried that I become less relatable through that because I might look too far ahead of other people. But there are lessons, and this story that I'm writing as I go is there so that people can kind of go back. And someone said to me on the phone the other day, "Fuck, it's interesting listening to you today or being on the phone with you compared to episode one. You feel a bit more comfortable," and just all these sorts of things, right? They're obviously going to come as I write the story and live through it and retell it and refine and also do so many reps. But now we've cracked a million downloads. And when I started the podcast for Keep the Change, I didn't have an intention of cracking the million. I was thinking about this and reflecting myself. You know, it's a cool milestone to celebrate, but that download 1 million doesn't really feel any different to download 999,999, for instance, or 1,000,001. It just, I guess, shows me that the content's resonating, the snowball is rolling, and that for me confirms that we're moving in the right direction of helping 100,000 Kiwis improve their financial literacy. So we've cracked the milli. really cool. But there's some other milestones in here as well, because this is Money Mail 208. And as we spoke about in week number 207, if you divide 208 by 52, which is weeks in a year, you get 4. So really coming up 4 years of not missing a Friday, sending something out and growing this audience and getting to meet some of you and speaking at different events and doing business with some and replying to people and interacting with people and all the stuff that comes with it, which you don't really, you know, you don't really think about when you start, but it just, you get to learn it through that as well. So I'm massive on people starting stuff so that they can find out where it takes them and see, you know, because we only get a short time here and we don't want to end up having regrets and whatnot. And it's really, really exciting to see what things come of taking action. So I'm thrilled to share that we've cracked that million download milestone. And we did it, because it's not me, it's all of us, right, listening. And it wouldn't have been possible to get a million downloads without each and every one of you who do tune in. So genuinely, thank you. You know, I didn't have a media platform to leverage off of. Sure, I might have had some other audiences that I've built over time that I could, you know, start sending content to. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars of my own money to get some gas in behind the ads and the reach of Keep the Change and get people going, fuck, is all this about? And get them listening to the podcast and signing up to Money Mail and stuff. So, you know, it's not 100% organic, but basically I have spent money at times to ensure that more people can get this, because I knew what we were going into and I wanted to speed that journey up. And lo and behold, you know, here we are in the economy that kind of expected and we spoke about years ago that we were going into. So now we have to navigate that. And, you know, I haven't been in business in an economy like this, so I have to figure that out. It's good fun and it's challenging, but, you know, I am on a journey. I was like, oh, don't use that word, but as much as you are, and trying to figure these things out as well. So thank you, you know, to all of you who have listened. You've told other people to listen. You've even re-listened. You know, people tell me they've go right back to the start or they listen to a podcast 3 times. I could even see when I had a look at the world map, there's listeners in Norway, Iceland, Portugal. Hello, if that's you, and maybe you're traveling, maybe someone's pressed play by mistake, who knows? But all over the world, it's fucking crazy, to be honest. Obviously, the bulk of the downloads in New Zealand, but a lot in Australia as well, and the UK and things like that as well. And the podcast started as me reading out these weekly Money Mail lessons for you, and then it evolved into subject discussions with Mikey, who you'll be very familiar with now from guardiansmith.co.nz, and interviews with guests that I believe we can all learn from. And I'm constantly trying to figure out and find people that, you know, are floating around New Zealand that we can learn from and go like, shit, what, you know, what can we learn from this person, whether it's they've started a business or whether it's Professor Paul Spoonley teaching us about the demography of New Zealand and where we're heading to give us a wake-up call, and all the people that we've had along the way to show Kiwis that there's different things that you can be doing in life. And I'm just trying to plant seeds for other people so that they can grab that seed. I'm probably trying to distribute seeds, and this is a better way to put it. I'm trying to find people who I know have got seeds in their hand and they hand them out through the podcast and the right person grabs it and then they go and plant it. And that's what we get to see in the coming years and decades of what gets built off of the back of people taking a seed from somebody that they've listened to through the Keep the Change podcast. And that's going to take a long fucking time. Sometimes these things are quick and people tell me I've paid down debt and I've done this, I've got a side hustle or whatever that they've done, they've needed to do in their life. And we're all different. And that's cool. You know, they've planted their seed quickly and they've been able to, you know, get their fruit off of that seed turning into something for them. But for others, you know, and for a lot of people, it will take time and we won't see the fruits of this labor for some time. But I'm cool with that and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what that looks like. I do think as well with money, it's so important for us to keep our minds open and see things differently. That is what I'm striving to do with these podcasts and these lessons. And I was thinking about this earlier. It's really hard to create content about abundance in a time like this in the economy when a lot of people are struggling. And I read comments about people saying, you know, I'm struggling to put food on my table to meet my mortgage repayments and stuff. And I'm talking about stacking 100 grand and fucking 1 million and stuff like this. And so, you know, I guess the context, I've been talking about this shit for years. However, I don't want, if you're stuck or if things are hard for you, you don't want to just focus on that. So how I would articulate this is if you are just focused on your next meal or how you're going to put food on the table or how you're going to pay your next mortgage payment, it's very hard to pull yourself up and get up in the helicopter and look down and go, holy, look at all the other stuff that's happening around me. And this is a lot of what this content is designed to do, is to get you thinking bigger and to get you looking down on things and going back to solutions rather than problems. Because when you focus on small problems that seem really big to you in the moment, eventually we're humans, we're resilient, we get through them, right? And then we look back and we kind of laugh about the fact that that was an issue for us 2 or 3 years ago and that was a pretty small thing. But at the time, it's fucking major and it's massive and it's stressful and it's causing anxiety and all those sorts of things. But I want to encourage people that are struggling with something to go, you know what, like, this won't last forever. Let's get up, let's look down, let's have a look and have a bit of a, do a bit of reconciliation and figure out, what are my solutions around here? Let's focus on way bigger solutions than these big problems we've got in front of us. And the unfortunate thing, I think, is that when you are stuck with a problem, you find it hard to see other solutions because you're just focused on that. So as always, try and then flip back into, okay, if I was capable of anything, which you are, you know, what would you do? And if this problem or roadblock wasn't in front of me, what would I be doing? And I do this for a living, basically, because I meet with business owners and they'll tell me what's in their way and where they want to get to. And then we start to build a plan of how we're going to do that. And it's not just like they walk out of here and bang, it's all fixed. They've got to go and they've got to do the work. And then we've got to figure out, is the plan working? But if you're worried about stuff at the moment, try and write it down, try and think bigger solutions, and remember that you'll still be here, so you will get through it some way. So therefore, let's think bigger, let's think longer term, and let's think about how we can solve some of the things that are in front of us. So open minds at all times, especially as the economy closes up and it tries to close our minds as well. Now, I know that people are hungry for solutions and inspiration, and partly that's because I was, and this is where I got going on a lot of my research, trying to find out more about money and how do things work and how do you actually make more money and what tools do you need and what do you need to say and how hard is it? And is it hard to get ahead in New Zealand? And what are the stats on who makes what and stuff like that? You know, I was hungry for inspiration and solutions and meet with people that are doing shit to go like, whoa, how did you do that? And I'm trying to give a lot of that back to a number of you because I know that that's what people have wanted as well, because I can't be the only one. So if I can, again, find these people that can hand out these seeds for you guys to plant, then I think we have a better New Zealand off the back of that. So don't get me wrong, there's still going to be plenty of reality and realistic chat and the old smack in the eardrum, the audio smack in the eardrum that I'm handing out, but it doesn't come from a harsh or brutal place. It comes from me, a caring place of like, hey, I've been there before. Like I know, but like, don't stay there for too long because you're going to waste 6 months when you could have been looking for the solutions. Because I think that that's what's really missing in conversations in the mainstream media, for instance, and just things in general, where it's so easy to talk about problems and other people and stuff rather than ideas, inspiration, and solutions. So try and get around people that are talking about solutions, inspiration, and ideas, and doing it in a healthy way. The focus is always for all of us is to listen, to learn, and to take action. We all have different start lines and run at a different pace. I try my best to put content together that meets you at your start line and at your pace, because I know that not everybody is, you know, blessed with the same starting line, but that's just how life works. It's not fair. You don't want to compare yourself to others. You just want to run your race, figure out where your finish line is. You know your start line. Nobody else does. Start there. And then you know what pace you can go at. You can try and figure out how you can speed it up a little bit. And then and learn from these lessons to speed it up too, but only you can determine what you want your finish line to look like and also, you know, what you're going to need to do to get there. So this is a quick and massive thanks to all of you who tune in and spread the word of Keep the Change. There's 10,000 email subscribers now. There's 6,000 subscribers to the newsletter on LinkedIn. Tens of thousands of followers on social media. Just starting YouTube. That's a new thing that I have to learn. I've spent money with someone who's a legend that gets the space to help me speed up that journey. And that will mean more people seeing this content. So thank you to all of you, you know, who also spread the word of Keep the Change, because it won't reach 100,000 people if it's just me. It needs to be a big effort from all of us. So from the very first episode to the latest, your supportive messages have helped fuel the passion and commitment to deliver engaging, inspiring, and insightful content. Whether you've been here from the start or recently discovered Keep the Change, I am grateful for your part in making the podcast a success and ticking off that first million downloads, following on from Money Mail 205, which is action creates action. This is an example of action leading to action. So I started writing Money Mail. That turned into content on social media. I used to post it up, like go back all the old posts there on Instagram, for instance. Then that led to me going, right, well, I need to start reading these out as audio because I know podcasts are a thing. For reference, I said to Mike in a pod the other day, first podcast for me was 2017. Not for Keep the Change, but just in life. So I knew about this stuff. I've been doing it probably producing them probably a long time before we even in New Zealand started consuming them. So podcasts, then speaking gigs, then into the studio and into something very special that I can reveal with you right now, finally, as well. So Generate KiwiSaver have sponsored Keep the Change to help me reach more people and make my goal of helping 100,000 Kiwis improve their financial literacy and make that a reality. Bang. So I recorded a podcast that went out on Thursday with Linus Field from Generate KiwiSaver. He's one of the accredited Auckland advisors that goes and speaks to people. I know that a number of you use Generate. You've spoken to me about that. They have over 140,000 members across the country. And what I like about Generate is that they actually take the time to meet you to help you figure out why you have KiwiSaver and therefore what your goals are and then how to make sure that you're maximizing your investment, your KiwiSaver, and they can take you through all of that stuff. I was reading a recent report about how a lot of Kiwis don't get financial advice. They don't think they have enough money to, but it's really important if you do have KiwiSaver or forms of investments to ensure that they're heading towards your goals. So I'm stoked to have the Generate KiwiSaver scheme on board as a sponsor for this podcast. It's been a long time coming, 500 episodes, a million downloads. But look, you know, this stuff can happen and that's going to help me get this content in front of even more people. Because when you go into a studio, you have people that are working in there, producers, you have different camera angles, you then have to cut the content down, you've got to push it out. All of that stuff takes time and money. So people have been a little bit worried. There've been a few people message me, which is amazing. And thank you so much. They're like, hey man, you know, is there a way that we can chip in a little bit here? Because we're a bit worried about how you're doing all this stuff. And surely some of the other subscribers would be keen to give back. You've given so much to us. I'm like, don't worry, just like I'm focusing on some stuff over here. I'll sing out if I get stuck or if I need the help, which I am not saying I don't, but I'm like, I want to have a crack at this over here first. So it's been awesome to get Generate on board and build a relationship with them, and there'll be, you know, a lot more to come. So check out that episode with Linus Field from Generate KiwiSaver, because every day he's meeting with people to discuss KiwiSaver, to talk about what themes he sees in these meetings and what we could all be thinking about to ensure we are maximizing our investments. So I'll put the YouTube link to that in the Money Mail, the written episode, or on the blog, on the website as well, if you want to check that out. But a reminder for those people that may not know that the podcast is once a week filmed in the studio and goes onto YouTube as well. So if you may want to watch something, if you're not following on Instagram as well, there's always heaps of content over there where I get rough and raw and into some different topics as well. So I'm a big fan of enjoying the process, but I'm also a big fan of celebrating the win. So cheers to me, cheers to you, and cheers to this moment in the KTC story. There is so much more to come because action creates action. If we don't start, we don't get to see where it takes us. And the podcast has a long way to take us. That includes improving your financial literacy and improving mine. I'm looking forward to the next million downloads with you all. As Brian Tracy says, the first million is hard, but the second million is inevitable. So let's see how quick it takes. And the Between Two Beers lads, when they sent me a congratulations, read the millie, they said, mate, watch how quickly the second million happens. It's awesome to be around other podcast creators as well and be able to chat with them and see what they're doing and learn from each other and keep cranking, because you know we're often all sharing a similar type of story that we're all writing. So thank you to all of you for being a crucial part of the podcast family. Here's to more milestones together. If you're a loyal reader of Keep the Change as well, that is, but you're listening to this, Money Mail 208, so divide that by 52 equals 4. But it's not quite 4 years, as there are more than 52 Fridays in a year. But I guess it just shows you that I've had to be consistent to be able to get here, where we've cracked the millie, a sponsor's come on board, and you know we can go into YouTube, we can go into a studio, and things evolve right? So consistency is so key. And there's been a Money Mail on that previously as well. So cheers to you if you've been here since the early days as well. You know, it means a lot to see people that have jumped on board early, because all of this started with nothing, you know, no Instagram followers, no downloads, no Money Mail subscribers. I had to go out there and figure out how are we going to do that. But everything starts with attention. So we have to get some attention. We have to be able to add value, and you have to be able to consistently do that to keep people engaged as well. I hope that you get inspired by this story that has been written, and you can think about how you can do some things in your own space as well, and know that I started these things from the ground up and have had to build them. And you've got to listen to a lot of that and see it and watch it now as well. I'm sure that you'll take away lessons from these if you continue to listen. And I'm sure you wouldn't be listening if you haven't been getting value as well. So cheers to all of us. Have a great weekend. There are over 10,000 recipients. The Keep the Change podcast cracked 1 million total downloads back in April. Feel free to share a lesson with someone that is maybe not listening, but could do with hearing some of this content. In Money Mail now, you will see that I have a link to a generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change link, which allows you to get a Generate KiwiSaver advisor to review your KiwiSaver. It's complimentary. You do not have to go with their suggestion, but at least will get you thinking. If you haven't before, then it might be wise to use one of their advisors to think about, you know, what could be doing with your KiwiSaver, and just learn through that process as well. We had a really cool conversation with Linus on the podcast around how parents are starting to bring their kids into these conversations as well. Some of them are even setting up KiwiSaver investments for their kids too, thinking about, you know, ensuring that their kids can get onto the property market when they get to that age. So it was really insightful for me. So I believe that 100,000 Kiwis with better financial literacy will create a better New Zealand, and the team at Generate KiwiSaver Scheme are helping me to reach this goal. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. That's probably been the coolest thing. I sat down with Generate and basically said, this is what I'm trying to achieve. They were like, whoa, that's really cool. How can we support you? I've done quite a lot of business and quite a lot of partnerships and things. It's very rare that you find people that say to you, how can we support you? How can we help you? A lot of the time, people are like, okay, that's great. Here's what we need to do. Can you please? And that's how the conversation goes. I can, as I started saying that, I can picture three conversations with people that have changed my life that have basically listened to what I'm trying to achieve. And the first thing that they want to know is, how can we help you make that a reality? Or how can we support you to do that? What help do you need from us? Honestly, when you have people like that in your life and they say things like that to you, you know, well, I now know straight away, I'm like, wow, they get it. This is cool. And that's how you build a partnership, and that's where it starts. So I knew when I sat down with Generate, which is some time ago now because things take a while to get pulled together, but that's one thing that they asked me. They were basically like, what are you trying to achieve? And I told them, and they said, well, how can we support you to do that? And I explained where how I think I can do it, and they said, great. Well, we'd love to be a part of that. So this has been awesome for me to go through. And again, it's probably something I thought would happen eventually, but I've had to go through it and work through it and whatnot as well. But it doesn't happen without doing the work. So hopefully together we can create an environment where 100,000 Kiwis can improve their financial literacy, and that's how we create a better New Zealand. Again, if you want Generate to review your KiwiSaver, generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change so that they know that you came from the Keep the Change community, or just tell them if you're speaking to them. Again, you're not obligated to, I'm not going to force you to, etc. But it's something that I've spoken about in the past that I think it's very wise for people to get advice around their KiwiSaver and make sure that they know what they're in, what they're contributing, what that balance is going to end up being, because a lot of us are just flying blind when it comes to investing. So thank you again for being here. We've cracked the milli, 1 million downloads. I wonder how long it's going to take us to get to that second million. 4 years of Money Mail coming up soon. Be good, and I'll see you on week number 209.
Mac, I'm gone.